It's time once again for Pop-Up Radio, Episode 2. I'm Eric Warden, your genial host. And you know, if someone would have told me that the second episode of Pop-Up Radio might involve a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer of 60 years, I would say, you're crazy. I don't have his phone number. What's this here?
Wow. Is this really Mike Love's phone number?
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, my absolute pleasure to bring you Mike Love, Beach Boy Mike Love. Man, I'm telling you what, have you, first of all, I know you're excited about coming to a town that has beach in it, and Virginia Beach, I'm sure you've played even down on the sand before, but have you Googled your name lately?
No, I have not.
Okay, no need to, but I'll tell you one, there's a guy online with natty dreads saying that he's you. Not that he's saying I'm Mike Love of the Beach Boys.
No. He's a guy from Hawaii.
He is. He has big blousy pants, no shoes at all, lots of tattoos, and a nose ring. I just want to be clear, that is not you, correct?
No, this is the one from Southern California who started out singing about surfing in 1962.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that's the one. This is the one we're talking to now.
We are honored. let's start with... Well, I guess COVID, you know, not that I really want to go into it that far because we're all so tired of it, but how did the shutdown of live music affect you? Because you're a performer who has been averaging, what, 100 plus shows now for over five decades? Tell me how that handled.
Yeah, probably close to 150 per year, except for year before last, we were shut down entirely. And then just last year, along about July, we started seeing again. But while we were forbidden to perform, we did a song together, even though we weren't together. We were all over the place. I mean, a couple of guys in Vegas, a couple of guys in Nashville, a couple of guys in Santa Barbara. I live in Lake Tahoe. Our music director was in Florida. We all pooled our resources, and we did a song that I came up with called This Too Shall Pass, which is, it's our pandemic song.
You know what? And I watched it. I watched the video. I had to ask, you know, I obviously have seen you on stage with John Stamos before. He's cameoing as your drummer in this thing. I think it's cool how the technology allows you to perform pretty much in real time without latency to be able to put something like that together. But tell me how that relationship with Stamos came together. First, I thought the song was right on, and it's cool. I'm not sure if it's in the set list that we'll have coming up this Wednesday at the Sandler Center, but tell me about that relationship. It's been a long one with Stamos, hasn't it?
We've known John since he was Blackie on General Hospital in the mid-80s. Yeah, so he's a big Beach Boys fan all his life. He used to ride his bicycle past my parents' house and look in the window and see the gold albums. But, you know, when he became, got on General Hospital, the girls noticed. And they noticed even more when he became Uncle Jesse on Full House. And he's had us on Full House a few times. And we've actually been recognized from being on TV, which is not usually how it goes. We've been in a lot of movies, and we've been in, you know, our music has anyway. And, we've been on countless tours and done pretty well with in the record sales department. That's when records used to sell.
No kidding.
Yeah, pre-streaming. So, yeah, we've known John a long time. In fact, he asked me to be involved with him getting married to Caitlin, his beautiful wife. And they have a little boy, and we're very good friends.
Well, I know before the pandemic, you also had a project. I think it was called The 12 Sides of Summer. I know you had a tour going. Is this what you're doing now with Bruce? Is it kind of the same continuation of the 12 Sides of Summer tour?
Well, yeah, Capitol Records is doing another repackage. Later on this year, they're going to come out with The Sounds of Summer, 60 years of The Sounds of Summer. There'll be a three-album package for those who collect vinyl, and then there'll be CDs other than that. But Sounds of Summer is a huge-selling compilation album of almost all of our hit records on the one CD, 30 songs on one CD. So I'm looking forward to doing that because we actually already do most of those songs on our show.
Well, since you're bringing up the 60-year, you know, we've heard about the rumors of a possible tour for that, and I guess we'll get to that later. But let's go back to the Capitol days. So you guys get signed in 62. These guys from Liverpool get signed in 63 to your label. Now, your sound was nothing like the British Invasion stuff, but you were certainly competing for the same audience and success. Were you guys upset with Capitol at signing them to your turf, in a sense, You know, in the record bins, you recall it was B-E-A-C-H just before B-E-A-T-L-E. So you were used to coming first. Did it intimidate? Did it inspire the band to do? What did it do?
Well, you know, it was a competition, wasn't it? I mean, the radio station in L.A., I remember they had a call-in, say whether you're KFW Beach Boy fan or KFW Beatles fan. So it was like that. You know, they would play one of our songs and one of their songs. And there was, I guess, in a way, it was good for everybody because it was like a real rivalry. But the sweetest part for me was in 1966 when we came out with Good Vibrations. Good Vibrations went to number one in Great Britain. And we were voted the number one group in Great Britain. The number two was the Beatles. So that was pretty neat.
That is awesome. So now you're going 66. Let's go a little further, because obviously you must have been on fine terms, at least with the Beatles, because you traveled together to India with Donovan and Mia Farrow in 68, and it profoundly changed your life, but not necessarily your cousins. What was the experience like for you? Did it end up being a uniter or a divider, as they say, for the band?
Uniter initially, because Maharishi taught Carl, Al, Dennis, and myself in Paris, taught us transcendental meditation. And that was we and our wives at the time. So that was quite amazing. And it was the most relaxed I'd ever felt. And so it's been a huge benefit all my life. But, you know, then there are people like in both groups that went off and did serious drugs instead of meditation. So I always thought that the drugs, whatever kind you could name, are not going to be as good as something natural that you do with your own mind and gain the benefits of relaxation and energy and clarity that you do from meditation, transcendental meditation. So although people pursue different choices and lifestyles, I don't know, you know, sadly, my cousin Dennis, he died in, 83, and he had terrible problems with alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's been very sad to see the self-destruction take over when there are other ways to go.
And here you are, still smiling, feeling good, looking good. Tell me about the harmonizing, the feeling of what it was like. I'm sure on stage now, there's plenty of talented people. I'm sure you've got along with Bruce and everybody. But when Brian and Carl and Al and Dennis, no sampling, no auto-tune, the layering just of your voices, the magical mix, better than the sum of your parts. Tell me about, I think I read once that Carl was talking about how much you all loved to ooh. You loved the oohs. Tell me about oohing.
Ooing. Well, the interesting thing about the Beach Boys is the blend. Not only do we sing the notes, I mean, many people can sing the notes, but their voices don't necessarily blend. In blending, you have to kind of sublimate your individual vocal character to harmonize perfectly with the other person's. And there are only so many people that can do that to the degree that we're obsessed by it. You know, the Beach Boys, my cousin Brian would do the high parts. I would do the low parts and Carl and Alan would do the parts in between. Mm-hmm. So the idea was for the backgrounds and those harmonies to try to blend beautifully. And we took a little page out of the Everly Brothers book on that one, but also the Four Freshmen were an amazing vocal group, really brilliant and really great. Their harmonies were so sophisticated, and we studied them. We even did a few of their songs early on. And we still do one today called Their Hearts Were Full of Spring.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So they were an inspiration. They were definitely an inspiration, they and the Everlys, I think, in terms of the blend.
My dad also had a lot of albums by the Hi-Los. I know they also were in that groove.
That's right.
Yeah. So 60 years. We're talking, by the way, to Mike Love, believe it or not, of the Beach Boys, as they're getting ready to play live at the Sandler Center coming up this Wednesday. And tickets still available at whynottix.com. 60 years later, we do understand you referred to the loss of a couple of your cousins, you know, the loss of certain surf music legends, whether it's Dick Dale or Bob Bogle. We just lost Don Wilson of The Ventures last week. But you guys were in your prime when you tragically lost Dennis, then Carl. How did you literally get back together to, as you would say in one of your songs, do it again?
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is about music, if you can sing that note or sing that melody, and if you can blend, I mean, there are people that can do that. And so you can, I mean, let's say Beethoven isn't around, but his music is played. And it's kind of like that with whether it be the Beatles or Motown or the Beach Boys, all that popular music of the 60s can be replicated. In fact, there's one original member of the Temptations, and we're going on a tour with those guys. We're going on a cruise on the 25th, 26th, and 27th of March. Norwegian Cruise Lines is heading out from Miami to Bahamas and back. And the Beach Boys, the Temptations, and
I heard Mickey Dolenz is going to be on there.
Mickey Dolenz, and we
just lost Mike. Joe Piscopo, yeah. I heard, is going to be on board. Yacht Rock,
right.
Review sounds like it's going to be a blast. If you guys can do the Rolling Stones version of "Under My Thumb" with Joe Piscopo as Frank Sinatra, I want a recording of that one. All right.
Yeah, right.
Oh my
Me
God.
Me too. You know, Joe Piscopo was on our 25th anniversary TV special out of Hawaii.
Wow.
So I'll never forget meeting him, and he's a great guy, and he's got his quite a following in his area up in New York. But anyway, yes, the point being, roundabout way of saying, if a person can sing and harmonize and perform, you know, whether it be whatever the instrument might be, to replicate these songs, that's what we're doing. We're replicating our songs. Now, I happen to be the lead singer on many of the Beach Boys songs. Mm-hmm. You know, Surfing the Surf and Safari and Surfing the USA and I Get Around and Fun, Fun, Fun and California Girls, all those songs. And I did I'm Picking Up Good Vibrations. She's Giving Me the Excitations. So, you know, and Kokomo, I sang the lead on that. And that happens to have been our biggest selling single is what they
said. I got to ask you, sorry to interrupt, because so in the 80s, you're halfway through this monster career. You're already at a place where most people are not relevant anymore, and suddenly you guys are back on the top with this song Kokomo. How on earth did that happen? And it had to have taken you a little bit by surprise.
Well, there was a movie being made called Cocktail, and Tom Cruise was in it, and the director of the movie said, can you do a song for this part of the movie where the transits from New York to Jamaica? And so I came up with Aruba, Jamaica, Who Wanna Take You, Bermuda, Bahama, Come On Pretty Mama. I came up with the chorus. Papa John Phillips came up with the melody of the verse.
Wow.
And wrote 90% of the first verse. I wrote a second verse. And our friend Terry Melcher, who produced the record, came in and, ooh, I wanted to take you down to Kokomo, get there fast so we can take it slow. It was a true collaboration between the three of us. And it went to number one, and it was pretty amazing. But it helped have being in the movie. But I think what helped even more is being on Full House and doing that.
Wow, that is so cool. And it certainly has a way of bringing people back. And I think that's certainly the magic of your music. You must obviously still love it. You're sure not doing it for the money. Talk about fun, you know, Beach Boys Cruise, which you just hinted on. Do you, by chance, I'm looking it up, is it thebeachboyscruise.com, I think, is the site. This is the March 25th to 28th. It's Good Vibrations Cruise with the Monkees, Temptations, Joe Piscopo, and more. So, yeah, let's definitely get
Mark McGrath is going to come out, too.
No.
Which is nice.
Not Mark.
Yeah,
ask him if he's got his same hair that he had 20 years ago. I know the answer will be no with Piscopo, okay?
Yeah, I will. I'll ask him. But he's a great guy. He's born the same day as I. I was born a few years earlier than him.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're both born March 15th, Pisces brothers.
Man, it's been a pleasure chatting. I know you got other phone calls to take. You got to love coming to the beach. The fact that your venue is called the Sandler Center and tickets available at whynottix.com. It's Wednesday, 2/22. I was curious, what does your transcendental meditation vibe tell you about the energy of the number two? Any ideas?
I'm not sure.
I'll tell you what,
sure.
You don't have to answer it because I've got the answer. I looked it up. It symbolizes, and I kid you not, harmony, trust, faith, and love.
Wow. Yeah, all right.
Thank you, Mike. Look forward to seeing you on stage Wednesday night, Sandler Center, Beach Boys, Mike Love here.
On Pop-Up Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bring you a feeling, brought to you by Drew Armstrong in the radio room.